The Lady Cats soccer team improved their playoff standing with a solid 5-1 win at Greenville Tuesday night. The Lady Cats are now 6-4-1 in district play, and they'll travel to Longview Friday night. I talked with Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon Wednesday morning.
Esmeralda Sanchez, she was the district MVP, offensive MVP last year. She got off to a really slow start for her this year. But in these last couple of games, she's really been a big factor, and she's increasingly so. And so yesterday, she was able to get three goals yesterday. Wow. She got the first two. She got the first two in the first half, and we went 2-0 in the first half, and then we came back in the second half, and Blanca Torres again was trying to find Esmeralda. And it took a deflection off the defender and went in for a goal. So like I said, Esmeralda and Blanca having an impact on the game. Then a little later in the game, they had a penalty kick. I actually think that we deserved to get a penalty kick called on us a little earlier. So I was waiting for it. I told Hattie, you should have gotten called for a penalty kick on that last one, so it's probably coming. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, like about a minute later, they called a penalty kick. And so that made it 3-1. And so we continued playing. I wasn't really so concerned about the goal. I was concerned about our players getting cards in light of the fact that we played Longview on Friday. And a little later on, Kinsey Urban was able to get a free kick, which she scored, and then the referee told her, "No, you went too soon." Hmm. And then, well, she shot it again, and this time the goalkeeper saved it. And so, a little later, she got another chance, and so this time she was like, "Ref, good, okay, boom." So she put it right in the corner, goal. Hmm. And Kinsey got her goal, and she really should have gotten two, but Kinsey earlier in the game had gotten a yellow card, so we took her out at that moment, and we put the young girls in there. But Esmeralda, she was in there at the end of the game, and one of our newer girls, new to JV varsity this year, Cameron Wimberly, was able to find her on a through ball, and so Esmeralda, broke free and completed her hat trick, and that gives her 8 goals for the district, considering, like I said, I tell you that she had a slow start. Mm-hmm. And I think, I guess it depends on what happened in other games yesterday, but I think that moves her into a fourth overall in the district. There are 3 girls in at T-High that are scoring, that scored a lot, and she's trailing them. But she's been really effective for us lately.
KSST Sports.